Welcome everybody, welcome on this video, and today I'm going to share about whether Christians can follow astrology or whether they can believe in astrology. Now, first of all, let's understand what is astrology. Astrology is basically looking at the stars, looking at the sun, looking at the moon, looking at the star position, looking at the moon's position or the sun's position, in which constellation it is, and then trying to find out when was your birth, and during your birth, what was the position of the moon or the sun. And after knowing the position, trying to interpret, looking at the stars, what is going to come ahead in your future. So that's kind of what astrology is. Reading the horoscope is all about the influence of how the stars and the moon and the sun is playing over your life, or on this earth, or on your behavior. So that is kind of astrology. And many a times people ask this question, and many a times people demonize it. People try to figure out whether Christians are supposed to follow or believe in astrology. Now, let me take you to the scriptures and let me explain to you what I want to speak. So let me take you to Genesis right from the beginning. I want to take you to Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1 verse 14. And I want to explain to you what God was doing. So, and God said, "Let there be lights in the vault of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark sacred times and days and years." Let me read to you the people who are KJV. So, "And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for season and for days and years." So now God creates the stars, God creates the moon, the sun, and the stars, and he gives a reason for creating them. One is surely for season, for you know, day and night and all that stuff. But another important thing is God creates them as signs and as for season. That means there are signs, there are seasons that are indicators to show us that we are getting into a certain season. There are signs that are indicators to show us that something is going to happen in our future. So right from Genesis chapter 1, it is made clear that God creates this heavenly planets or this stars to indicate signs, to show us a season and all that stuff. So first we have to understand that everything in this world is in patterns and signs. That means everything has a pattern. So if you look around, everything has a pattern. Now in mathematics and science, there is something called as Fibonacci code. If you understand what is Fibonacci code, you will understand that almost everything around us, the year, the flowers, the plants, there is a specific code that is there, a specific pattern. So you can just Google search what is Fibonacci code. You'll understand there are patterns, and there is a mathematical pattern in everything. And so even right from the big things to the smallest thing, there is a mathematical pattern. And this pattern is everywhere where you see. So even in the micro things, this pattern is there. And in the macro, this pattern is there. Now, you can look at those patterns and you can look at you can understand the micro things, and you can look at the micro patterns and understand the macro patterns. Let me give you a small example. If you have a smallest particle, like an atom, or you look into an atom, and then you see the subatomic particles, what do you find? You see they are going round each other, exactly like how our galaxy is, or how our solar system is. As we have a sun, and there are particles going like a planets going around the sun, you will see at a subatomic level the same pattern follows. So even in our life, everything, we are connected, everything is made out of pattern. And the Bible says in the book of Ecclesiastes, it says that that there are seasons and times. There is season for mourning, there is season for happiness, there is season for love, there is season for hatred, and all that stuff. So Bible clearly tells that there are patterns. So if you look scientifically, if you look, there is summer, there is winter, there is spring, there is monsoon in India. So we see there are patterns that follow. After summer in India, we have the monsoons, the rainy season. After monsoons, we have the winter. After winter, we have the summer season. So there's a pattern that follows. And by knowing this pattern, by knowing the season, what happens is we get prepared for the next season. And so knowing what is going to be the next season helps us in different ways. And what shows us that a next season is going to come? So what shows us mostly is the stars, the sun, the moon, their position, the stars and the position. That shows us what is going to be the next season. Similarly, now this is a macro thing, but in a microscopic level, in a personal life, in an individual life, or in a whole worldwide pattern, you can understand what your life is going to enter, which season is going to enter. Is it going to enter a season with a lot of favor? Is it going to enter a season where you're going to literally struggle at your work? In a career, is it going to enter a season where things are going to be very good and easy for you? Knowing what season you're going to enter in the future makes you, or gives you, the ability to prepare for the season ahead. Okay, so even if you see the insects or the ants, they prepare for the winter season by collecting their food and hoarding it. In the similar fashion, if we know what is going to come in the future, what season is going to come in the future, what is lying ahead, we can be well prepared, and we can easily cruise through difficult times, difficult season. Now, God is so good and loving that He created the stars and the moon and the sun in such a way that He can reveal to us what season is going to come ahead. And my take is, astrology is a study of knowing the season. And knowing the season by looking, knowing the season of an individual life, knowing the season of things that is going to happen in the world, and knowing it and being prepared beforehand to enter that season. So God wants us to cruise smoothly into difficult times and the seasons that are coming into our life. And so God created the stars as signs for the next season. Okay, so that's my take. Now, many Christians read the Bible and say, hey, look, astrology is completely demonic, and astrology is banned by the Lord, by the Bible, by the scripture. But I want to share with you some scriptures which are which are talking about astrology. But, you know, the problem is when we read the Bible out of context, the scriptures become it becomes a pretext. Okay, so we start assuming things that it is for us. But listen, I'm going to read to you some places where many Christians take those scriptures and say astrology is bad. So look, for example, Leviticus chapter 19 verse 26. It says, do not eat any meat with blood still in it. Do not practice divination or seek omens. Oh, then you say, oh, look here in Leviticus, so and so is there. Therefore, we should not seek astrologers or divination or seek omen. And then we completely shun this study of astrology. Then we move to another scripture, Isaiah chapter 47 verse 13. And we say, look, in Isaiah chapter 47 verse 13, it says, all the counsel you have received has only worn you out. Let your astrologers come forward. Those stargazers who make predictions month by month, let them save you from what is coming upon you. And then we say, look, scripture is saying so. And so astrology is demonic. We should never touch this subject called as astrology. Then we move to Deuteronomy chapter 18 verse 20. And we say, let no one be found among you who sacrifices their son or daughter in the fire, who practices divination or sorcery, interprets omens, engaging in witchcraft. Look, it talks about divination, astrology. Don't get into this topic. And so we completely shun this topic. We completely disown this topic of astrology. But we forget Genesis chapter 1. Right from the beginning, why did God create the stars, the moon, and the sun? To give us the signs of season. Now, what is this scriptures all about, which are contrary and which are promoting a statement saying we should not follow astrology? Now, you have to read it carefully. And if you see in the book of Leviticus where it says, do not practice divination or seek omens, it is talking about people of Israel. In Deuteronomy chapter 18 verse 10, it is talking about people of Israel because they were supposed to enter their promised land. And in that land, there were heathens. There were Gentile nations or heathen who were practicing this kind of wild art or evil art of astrology, but their practice was not with a good intent or with a good attitude. So, for example, those astrologers would literally sacrifice human beings, children, in order to interpret or in order to get messages from the other world. So their practice was very evil. They were practicing kind of evil kind of witchcraft, evil kind of divination, evil kind of sorcery, evil kind of study of astrology. But this is the problem. And look at Isaiah chapter 47 verse 13. God is speaking to the people of Babylon and saying, at a specific time, in a specific context, to a specific nation, saying that I am giving you a prophecy and this is going to happen. And this prophecy, this word that I am giving you is going to stand out and even be against your astrologers. That's it. It's for a particular nation, it's for a particular context, particular time, and particular people. That's it. It's not saying astrology is bad. It's not saying horoscope reading is bad. It's not saying the whole science of astrology or the study is bad. Do you get me? So this is the problem. When we take scriptures in isolation and we just read the letters of the scripture but don't understand the heart behind it, why is God saying this, then we misinterpret the Bible. But now, out of this few scriptures that Christians take, I want to show to you the many other scriptures which literally speak about the promotes influence of stars, promotes influence of moon and sun on our life, and how God promotes it into our life. So just take, for example, Job chapter 38 verse 32. It says, "Can you bring forth the constellation in their season, or lead out the bear with its cub?" Or in other word, English Standard Version says, "Can you lead forth the Maseroth in their season, or can you guide the Orion and all this stuff?" So Job chapter 38 verse 32 is promoting constellation Maseroth. It's promoting star signs, which we in modern term we call them zodiac. Okay, now look at Genesis chapter 1 verse 14. I explained to you how God created the stars as a sign for the season. Look at Genesis chapter 15 verse 5. It says about Abraham, and look at it. The Lord took Abraham outside and said to him, "Look up into the sky and count the stars if you can." Okay. Now God is taking Abraham outside and telling him, "Count the stars if you can." And he says, "So shall your offspring be." Now, God is not saying to Abraham, "So many shall be your offspring." He says, "So shall be your offspring." And then we know that we had the 12 tribes. And if you know astrology, astrology has the 12 constellations. Isn't that amazing? So what God was doing, and if you read the prophecies in Genesis to all the 12 tribes, there is indication. Now every zodiac sign has a symbol, right? And if you read the 12 tribes, you will understand that each tribe have the same symbol of the zodiac sign. Okay, so it's amazing that when God was speaking to Abraham, he was showing the constellation, the zodiac signs, and was saying, "So shall be your children be." So this will be the character, you know, like Capricorn, Cancer, Gemini, Aries, Aquarius. Each star sign has a character, right? And God was telling, "So shall be the character of your children, of your tribe." And that was how it was. If you read very deeply, I'm not going to take this video very deep, but I'm just going to explain at a very subjective level, at very superficial level, just so that you can get an idea that scripture, it promotes astrology, promotes the influence of the cosmic powers over our behavior. Okay, so Genesis 15:5, then we have, look at Genesis chapter 37 verse 9. This is amazing. Then he had this talks about Joseph and how Joseph got a dream and what kind of dream Joseph gets. Listen to this carefully. Then he had another dream and he told it to his brother. "Listen," he said, "I had another dream. And this time the sun and moon and the 11 stars were bowing down to me." You see, the 11 stars are not just one star. The 11 constellation, the 11 zodiac signs, or the Maseroth. Joseph saw the 11 stars and the moon and the sun was bowing to him. Again, indicating some kind of influence of stars and moon and sun, which are obviously linked to the tribe of Israel. And it's showing how that influence is going to work in Joseph's life. What is going to be the future of Joseph? So God shows Joseph through stars, sun and moon, what is going to be his future. There you go, horoscope in the Bible, in the life of Joseph. Amazing. Now, look, one guy I want to show in the Bible who was, according to me, one of amazing prophet, and one guy in the Bible where the Bible says there was no unrighteousness found. This guy was called the chief of astrologers, the head of astrologers. This guy was called the head of magician. Daniel chapter 5 verse 11. Look at this. There is a man in your kingdom who has the spirit of the holy gods in him. In the time of your father, he was found to have insight, intelligence and wisdom like that of the gods. Your father, King Nebuchadnezzar, appointed him chief of the magicians and enchanters, astrologers and diviners. Look, Daniel was the guy who was leading the astrologers, the magician in his kingdom. So he was a chief. He was the top magician in Babylon. He was the top astrologer in Babylon. Who? Daniel. The same Daniel whom you say did not bow to other things, but still agreed to call himself as the top astrologer. Okay. So a prophet of God who followed astrology and was the top astrologer in the world was Daniel. Okay. Look at Daniel chapter 4 verse 9. It says, I said, Belshazzar, chief of the magician. Look at that. He's calling him the chief of magician. So I personally believe it was Daniel's, teaching. It was Daniel who taught, he had thought about the star which came into existence, which the wise man from the east followed to find out where Jesus was born. I believe that teaching was taken forward and taught to the junior magician, junior astrologers, and the legacy went forward. So I believe that. And now even look at Numbers 28 verse 11. In Numbers 28 11, it talks about new moon. Now this is completely amazing. The Jewish people believed that the month started on the new moon. They started their month on the new moon. And when on the new moon, what they would do is, let me show you what instructions were given to them. Numbers chapter 28 verse 11. On the first of every month, present to the Lord a burnt offering of 2 young bulls, 1 ram and 7 male lambs, a year old, all without defect. So the Jewish people in the Old Testament believed or followed in something called as the new moon. Okay. And on the new moon day, which their month started, they did sacrifice, they celebrated, and they spent time in rituals and prayer to the Lord. Again, God showing influence of the moon over the life of the people of Israel. Look at Numbers chapter 24 verse 7. I want to show you this. I see him. This is Balaam prophesying. Balaam was a heathen prophet. And look at him prophesying. And he said, I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star will come out of Jacob. A scepter will rise out of Israel. He will crush the foreheads of Moab. So look at this. Balaam is prophesying about a star. And this is a star which came during the time when Jesus was born, indicating the birth of Jesus. Again, God is linking a star to a life of human being, you see, to life of Christ. In other words, it is showing or foretelling what the future is going to be. Isn't this amazing? Okay. Next, I want you to take Revelation chapter 2, verse 28. Revelation chapter 2, verse 28. It says, I will also give that one the morning star. Isn't that amazing? God is indicating stars. God is indicating moon and sun in the Bible. If you say, if you look at 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19, it says, we also have a prophetic message as something completely reliable, and you will do well to pay attention to it as to light shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your heart. You know what is the morning star? The morning star is the planet Venus. It says that Venus will rise up in your hearts. Again, God is showing stars, God is showing moon as an indication and is connecting to our lives. Look at Acts chapter 2 verse 19. How do you come to know these are the last days? He says, you will come to know that these are the last days when you see the, and I will show wonders, verse 19, and I will show wonders in heaven above, signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and notable day of the Lord comes. Again, God is saying the sun and the moon shall be signs of the last days. Again, I mean, I don't have time to interpret it completely, explain to you what it means. But again, it shows and indicates the influence of sun and moon and stars over your life and my life. So I want to tell you, God created things and God speaks through everything that is there in our life. So even if you take Genesis chapter 9 verse 13, and it says, I have set my rainbow in the cloud and it will be the sign of the covenant between me and the earth. So even the rainbow, God uses it as a sign to show something in your life and my life. Okay, look at even Matthew chapter 24 verse 32. It says, now learn this lesson from the fig tree. As soon as its twigs get tender and its leaves comes out, you know that the summer is near. So God speaks to through a fig tree and tries to tell you what is going to be the future. Now, this is the point that I'm making. Now, so many scriptures I have given you just to tell you that God speaks to us through the sun. God speaks through us through the moon. God speaks through us through the stars. God speaks through us to the rainbow. God speaks through us through a fig tree. Why? Because God is in everything. Now, many people say, oh, the moon, moon is controlled by a spirit and it's a moon god, it's a sun god, this is the Venus is God, that is God. I mean, please understand, it is God who created this everything. And God is the final controlling divine being behind all this creation. It's not a demon. It's not an evil spirit. It is God who is behind it. And so, one, I think the question should never be whether Christians should follow astrology or whether Christians should follow horoscope. The question should be, with what attitude should a Christian follow astrology? Or with what attitude should Christians follow horoscope? Because many a times where people who believe in astrology, people who believe in horoscope, they follow with an attitude of fear. They follow this with an attitude of completely slave to this cosmic powers, cosmic beings. But the truth is, these are just signs for us who are sons of God to know what season will come ahead and then do the tweaking in such a way, take control of the situation and authority of the situation that is coming ahead in such a way that we are able to rule and reign. And that's the attitude that we need to have towards astrology and horoscope. But when you start reading astrology and horoscope and following it with fear, and when you read a horoscope which says you will meet with an accident next month, and you are under that fear and you receive that and you believe in that, surely you will meet with an accident. But when you read a horoscope and say there are tendencies to meet with an accident next month, you say, I cancel this, I reign, I rule in Christ Jesus, I take authority over this situation, and I believe this situation is going to work towards me, not against me. And when you say this, you are basically, as a son of God, taking control of situation. So how shall we look at astrology? Look at it as if, like how you look at weather forecast. So when you look at the mobile and you see tomorrow it's going to rain or tomorrow it's going to snow, what do? You are well prepared today with your rain clothes, rain wear. You are all ready with it. Even if it rains, it will not affect you. You are all ready with your winter clothes, and you are warm and you are kept warm and you are ready for it. So astrology and horoscope should be looked with that attitude, as if you're looking at forecast what is going to happen, and with an attitude that you are in control, you are in authority, you are in a son of God. So it should never be looked at with fear. The moment you look at it with fear, that's when the problems start. That's where it becomes demonic. It becomes an evil thing for you. You should look at it with faith. And when you look at it with Christ consciousness. Remember, the wise man who came from the east to visit Jesus, they were not kings. They were not kings. They were wise men. They were magi. They were the magicians. They were the astrologers. And people who found Jesus were astrologers. I mean, they saw, they studied the stars. They knew that a king is going to be born by their astrology study. And after studying that, they came to visit Christ. Today what happens is, we need to, when we look at astrology and horoscope, we need to see Christ into it. We need to find out Christ into it. Don't go look into astrology, horoscope to find out, you know, to become afraid, to become fearful, to be slave of the planets. But look at astrology, look at horoscope as a son of God to reveal Christ into this world. So this is my quick sharing of my take on whether Christians should or should not follow astrology and horoscope. And my take is, it's not the question whether we should or we should not. The question is, with what attitude and with what consciousness we need to do it. So remember, man looks at the outward appearance. God looks at the inward being, the heart, the attitude. That's what God told Samuel. And so how you look, with what heart, with what spirit, with what consciousness, with what attitude you look towards astrology, that plays more important than whether you follow astrology or not follow astrology. Let me give a quick example of when this corona, COVID-19 and the lockdown happened. I've been telling some of my close church members that, you know, things are going to be better by December. And I've been telling some of our church members that there will be vaccines that will be coming up in December. And not that I promote vaccine, but I'm saying some kind of solution will come out in December. I've been telling this time and again to some of our friends, and I was telling this right from the beginning. And the reason I was telling this, because there was this great conjunction that was supposed to happen in December by Venus and Saturn and Jupiter. And this was one of the mega event of that year. And I knew that was a sign that a season is going to change. And exactly during that time, we saw the vaccines were out and people were getting vaccinated. Corona was coming down and all that stuff, lockdowns getting removed, all this stuff. So again, if we see things in the spirit of God, in Christ consciousness, we will be able to interpret world events, interpret things and situation into our life more accurately and more better way in the right attitude. And so don't get demonized, don't completely throw out this whole study. If you can use it and help yourself to prepare yourself well prepare yourself well to get into your future, get into the next season by following it with the right attitude and right spirit. So bless you guys. Hope this video helps you, and keep yourself tuned in on our channel. Subscribe, please share these videos as much as possible so that we Christians can understand more depths of what God has provided to us, and not just demonize it and throw it out, but take it and rule and reign over things in our life. So bless you. Stay tuned, subscribe, share as much as possible. Bless you. Bye.